Hey everybody, Manny here. Welcome to episode 110 of Breaking In. We have a website now. Remember? I told you that. Got last week. Go to breakinginthebiz.com and check out archive shows as well as all of the new shows. Hey, and you can subscribe now. So that's good, because then you can get an email that lets you know when a new show posts. Also, follow us on Twitter at Breakin' in the Biz, no G, breakin', like breakin' to Electric Boogaloo. Know what I'm saying? So Breakin' in the Biz, at Breakin' in the Biz, but the website is breakinginthebiz.com with a G. Website with a G, Twitter without a G. Just the way it works. Cheryl and I just sit down and talk about kind of coming out to California and level of expectations. It's an interesting conversation, which brings up our song of the week, which is going to be California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre. Yeah, old school hip hop, baby. That's how we roll. I also need to kind of throw out a minor apology. Once again, I know this is 2 weeks in a row, our bad. We are fixing it. We had kind of a technical glitch. We've cleaned up the audio a bit. It sounds like, you know, a little froggy and kind of gets distorted a couple of times, but for the most part, it's okay. But here's the cool thing. We have ended this whole bad sound thing and spent some money on some good mics. So next week we're going to be coming at you with awesome new mics. We're putting money into the show, people. That's how much we care. So yeah, bear with us. It's a short show. It's only about 30 minutes or so. So just hang in there, have a good time. And remember, we're here every week. So come on back, and we're working on getting it in iTunes so you guys can subscribe and get it on your iPads and your iPhones and your iPods. How fun would that be? But not your Zune, because you know what? Fuck the Zune. Who's got a Zune? Cheryl's got a Zune. She hates Apple. All right. On that note, enjoy the show. Show. I'm Manny.
Cheryl.
And it's just us today. And we want to talk about moving out to Hollywood and California and getting into the business. We've sort of talked about this before. I think I mentioned, I told my story of coming out here in a column way back when. But some things have happened that I think we should talk about in terms of expectations coming out here, the level of effort that you need to put in to well, get anything out of it. Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
It's definitely not for everyone. California is a very, very lovely place. We were talking about this earlier off the air, that we can't imagine living anywhere else. I've been out here now 2.5 years, and I'm sold. I'm disappointed I didn't come out here sooner. And that has nothing to do with the entertainment industry. Taking that out completely,
exactly.
just living out here is phenomenal. But again,
I don't think that's appreciated in itself.
What? The environment?
Yeah. Just California.
Right.
No, you know, my first 15 years here, I worked in IT, so.
Right.
And yay, I saw sunshine every day.
Right. And not only that, but I mean, there's an incredible amount of different cultures, mm-hmm. different areas. The food is phenomenal no matter where you go. We had a guest in town this weekend, and we took him out to dinner last night. And we were sitting on the patio, and he made the comment that he couldn't believe how awesome it was that we could eat outside.
because he so rarely gets to do that in Detroit.
Yeah. No, you don't get to do it at all. In fact, yeah. I can't even remember a restaurant that has an outdoor patio.
Yeah, it's rare in Connecticut, too.
So, the idea that you can come out here and, you know, as we told him, I don't think, unless there's a specific bar we want to sit at, we haven't had a meal inside a restaurant.
Forever, yeah.
But again, your level of expectation should be incredibly low. So let's kind of jump into the entertainment industry. For most people, unless you're fucking Deborah, for most people, you're going to come out here and everyone says the same thing. You have to give it at least a year.
Right. And even then, that's you're putting a lot of constraints in. That's like everybody saying, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 25. You know,
right.
You make that promise to yourself when you're 18 or whatever. And that's
you're going to have to give it at least a year. You're probably going to have to deal with at least it taking at least 6 months to get a job, I would say.
Yeah, just a job to tide you over, not in the industry.
Well, either or. I mean, you'd still have to, in order to get paid, you're gonna be without a job for 6 months. Is, I think, what, unless, I mean, obviously transferring, that's a whole different story. Right. If you already have a job and you're transferring out here. But we're talking about the people that are picking up and moving their lives cross country to try to break it into the industry. Those people specifically.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, six months to find a job. And that might not even be a paying job. It might be temp work, or it might be an internship, an unpaid internship. It's going to take you at least a year to get something going. I mean, I've been out here for 2 years actually working in the business, and in terms of my career as a screenwriter, I'm just now getting stuff off the ground.
Right.
Now, granted, I didn't pursue a lot of that for 2 years because I spent the past 2 years writing. I didn't come out here and immediately start pounding on doors, but yeah, I mean, I've been out here for 2 years and it's just now starting to happen.
Yeah, and in those 2 years, it's the reading of the scripts that help you.
Yeah, I mean,
have your own writing.
I had opportunities.
But I mean, you've been writing forever.
Right.
It's not like you haven't been writing.
Right.
But it was a good writing.
Yes, absolutely true.
Yeah.
But yeah, so things are just now starting to happen in the screenwriting side of things. And like I said, that's been 2 years. So level of expectations has to be extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, now that I think about it, when I say things are starting to happen, my expectations are still low.
Right.
It's just kind of like,
it should always be.
It's, you know,
yeah.
Trembles. It's nowhere near a full earthquake in any way, shape, or form.
Agreed.
But people are actually interested in wanting to read my stuff, so that's got to say something. I mean, that's ultimately the first step.
Right.
So it took me 2 years to get to that point. I think the idea of coming out here and, you know, hitting instant success, I mean, obviously that's a stupid notion. You probably shouldn't have that. But there is a reality. There's a reality of what rent costs and what you're going to have. You know, there's sacrifices that you're going to have to make. When I first came out here, and I've told this story before, I had, you know, two backpacks and a laptop. You know, I was only supposed to be out here for 3 months to do an internship, which turned into a job, which turned into me having to find an apartment. And, I mean, I was sleeping on an air mattress, and I had plastics, bowls and plates that I got from the dollar store.
And I did not do that.
No. But you also had a fairly established, I mean, you were moving your house.
Yes.
Over here. I was only on a 3 month journey.
Right.
Which turned into, you know, 2.5 years later.
Right.
But I didn't have anything. And I'm an only child. I'm very used to a posh lifestyle.
Stuff.
Having money. Eating well. Laying about. Having a TV and cable. I still don't have cable. I've given that up. It's come into my life like a bad ex-girlfriend. Keeps coming back every now and then, and I realize why I didn't. She's got to go because she's just too expensive.
She hardly gives me anything.
She gives me nothing. She's seeing other people. So having that level of expectation being extremely low will get you a lot further. You know, there's going to be sacrifices. There's going to be, you know, you got to really want this. It's funny because I remember being in high school and making the comment of, like, I would never go into the film industry or become a musician because I don't want to be 30 sleeping on my friend's floor. And as it turned out, I ended up being 32.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
I should have done it when I was 24. Yes. And could handle it. Yeah, I mean, it's not fun. It's not fun being in your 30s and not really starting, you know?
When I came here, I was in my early 30s.
Right.
So I was you, basically. But
you already had an established life.
Yes.
I had nothing. Yes. I was working retail. That's,
you know, I don't think you want to advertise shit like that.
What?
That you were 30 and still fucking around.
I freely admit it.
I know, but listen, we don't have to shout it from the rooftops.
I was a slacker. I was comfortable.
I didn't want to do this podcast with you. No.
I think we should, you know, California, specifically Los Angeles, is not the place for someone who is not comfortable being around people and being by themselves. And, you know, it's not the place for somebody who is a homebody, who is, you know.
You have to be self-reliant.
Yes. You have to remember that you are moving out here, not your family. And if your family is a big part of your life, then you are, and you need them on a constant basis, this is not the place for you. Not unless you can afford to bring them all out with you, or they decide to come with you. That is, it's just, you can't be on your own and be longing for home. This is home. You know, you're moving to a new home.
I missed some things about home when I first moved out here, so I don't think that's fair to say everybody's going to have a homesickness. I missed specific things.
But I didn't need specific.
And the 24/7 was what I didn't miss. I didn't miss 24/7, you know, coming from six kids. I'm okay with being alone for a little while.
Right. I mean, that's a very good point of you have to like being alone.
Yeah, you're right. It's a new thing, and who knows if it's going to work or not.
Right. Oh, that's true, too. I mean, it's you have to give it a shot, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. No harm, no foul.
Right.
But just as for the California Tourist Board, there are worse places to fail.
Yeah.
It is okay if you fail in the industry.
Not having a job in California is better than not having a job in Connecticut.
Yes, exactly. The winters are much nicer here.
Yes. Agreed.
So, enough about that.
Yes.
I guess, you know, we haven't done Fucktard of the Week in a while. And it's funny because we actually have a Fucktard of the Week this week, which is a returning champion because it's the continuation of a previous Fucktard of the Week. So what was it about? I think it was our second or third episode. We were talking about the woman that had gone over my head and submitted a query letter. I told her what to do, send it to me, and she sent it to everyone above me as well as me. And there's a fantastic rant about bitching about that woman. Go back to the archives, find it. So she called again to check the status of her submission, to which I told her that, like, look, if you haven't heard from them, it's probably a pass. And she said, well, do you think that, can I get a hold of him? Well, first of all,
no, she said, hi, can I speak with blah, blah, blah.
Let me just talk to so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, no, because I knew who she was. That's the other thing, too, is, you know, you call and harass people on a constant basis, you're going to get remembered, and not for good reasons. So she calls, and I know who she is right off the bat. I say, no, yeah, she's in a meeting. So she immediately asks for Arnold. And, oh, well, can Arnold take a call? And put her on hold, wait about 30 seconds. Now, let me check. Literally put her on hold, sat there for 30 seconds, picked the phone back up, and said, yeah, no, he's in the same meeting. Well, how do you think I should get a hold of them in order to do this, this, and the other thing? And I'm like, you know, if you haven't heard from them, it's past. You should probably just move on. To which she said, or I could just wait. I'd wait a little bit longer. I'm like, you submitted your stuff 6 months ago. It's done.
And more importantly, has that ever worked for you, woman? Has that ever worked for you yet? Well, you sold something based on the fact of doing that.
She optioned the script once. We know that.
Yes.
Which, that doesn't mean shit.
We know it didn't happen this way. Pretty sure.
Yeah, so we also know that she's crazy. This is a crazy person. We're not dealing with the same person.
Yeah.
So,
I think she talked to so many people, she just can't remember you. Is that what happened?
That's the other thing, too, is I turned her down on the phone and kind of chewed her out a little bit for going over my head. And she still calls the same number. I've answered the phone every single time.
Which you're going to start personalizing, right? We decided that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have to find her number to make sure that I can remember it.
Yes.
But, she's talked to me every time she's called the office, and she's called the office 4 times, I think.
Okay.
So for her to completely disregard who I am, or not remember, because like I said, we're dealing with a crazy person, I think that...
It's just weird. You would think you would get to know the people that you're trying to get through.
Absolutely. So, once again, she is our fuck card of the week, again, for continuing to do the same shit all the time.
Yeah. Obviously doesn't listen to the show.
Yes, no. That's what I should do. I should promote the show. I should tell her. Like,
you know what? I heard you know what? Your name came up on a podcast. let me send you that link.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
That's an idea.
So, speaking of the podcast and promoting, we have a website now.
Yes.
Yay us.
Yes.
BreakingInTheBiz.com, people. Follow us on Twitter at BreakingInTheBiz.
So, for all of you having trouble with sound, possibly, we're getting the file right now. It might be better. Who knows?
Yes. All the shows are being archived. New shows will post every Friday. Hopefully, unless something bad happens, but we record the show a week in advance, so I don't see how we could fuck that one up.
Well, it can happen.
But more importantly, with the site, we also have the ability to see where you all are coming from and listening and finding us. And
that is awesome.
So welcome Canada, Great Britain, and South Africa, and...
That cracks me up.
Yeah. We're international, baby.
What? Yeah, that's how to do these days. Yeah.
And that's also, on that note, apologize to those countries, because I think we're going to kind of go off topic and we enjoy our political chat.
We're one of the only countries that don't pay attention to other countries. Like, if you talk to anybody in England, they know us. We have talked to people from, that were recently here from Ireland, England.
They're very on
our politics.
Yes.
You ask me about all of that, what's going on with them. No idea. We're so arrogant.
Well, that's par for the course.
So anyway, I'm sure that anybody who's listening probably knows about what's going on in our politics. Anyway.
Well, okay, that's true. But if you don't, my bad.
Yes.
All right, woman, this is your show. So wait. So what do you want to talk about, Miss Political?
How angry the debate made me, maybe?
Oh, specifically the debates. Now, for the record, I was unable to watch most of the middle of the debate. I caught the beginning, I caught the end.
I didn't miss much.
I missed Romney wanting to kill Big Bird.
That wasn't on news enough for you?
I obviously caught up on that the next day, thanks to everyone.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook.
Well, fact checks the next morning, basically, and, it's... Which everybody who, not everybody, I'm sure, who was watching it, but I was going, wow, that's a lie. Can he say that? Isn't somebody going to stop? Don't you get to say that's a lie? And that never happened, so I was very disappointed. But, it came out the next morning about the lies and bullshit.
Before we jump on the anti-Romney train.
Obama sucked, too.
Let's talk about that.
Seriously. Every time he was speaking, I wanted to throw the remote through the TV. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Answer the question. And why are you not being precise? What are you doing?
Right.
Just say this. We all know the facts. So just say the facts. Why are you making it like nobody's going to listen to that?
And he wasn't looking up, and he was all kind
of... I got that. Because I wanted to punch Romney in the face on top of throwing my remote through the TV and then just go punch Romney in the face. But, that he was mad. He was pissed that he was just sitting there lying, but and yet did nothing about it.
Right. I think that is the... That's what I saw as well.
Yeah.
I guess we don't really have to harp on that because I think the looking down thing has been discussed on so many levels.
And actually, it wasn't disrespectful or what. It was, I'm going to punch you in the face, so let me look at this piece of paper instead of punching you in the face.
Right.
So I totally got that.
Romney, he's an idiot. Let's just put that out on Front Street.
There's too many people like him to use that argument anymore, so unfortunately.
That he's an idiot?
Yeah, you can't just go run with that. I just run into too many people who are supporters that... That's not a valid argument.
So then what are you, why are they supporters? You're way more into this than I am, so
The people I run into are people who have a lot of money.
Is that really what it boils down to? But isn't that what it always boils down to?
Is that sad?
I mean,
how do I convince a person who likes having their money that it's okay to give up some more of it? How do you convince them? You don't.
Right.
We can meet on some things. And a lot of things you would think you'd meet on, like women's health issues, and we don't either. They're sitting here talking to a woman and telling me that all that shit is valid.
Right.
They want. So it's very hard to come to medium ground. They're unreasonable.
Right. So do you think, but again, isn't this, when it comes down to Republican versus Democrat, isn't money usually the problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is now, these days. It just wasn't always, but yeah.
What was it when Bush was running?
Foreign policy was the biggest.
Gotcha.
That was actually, everybody's argument for to reelect Bush was he's already got experience, which was a stupid thing to say, but.
Just kind of shifting gears, but still staying with the political thing. We just got done watching the Bill O'Reilly-John Stewart debate. For those of you that don't know, therumble2012.com, John Stewart from Comedy Central's Daily Show debated with Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. I think the saddest thing is that two TV personalities... debated the political topics better than the candidates who are
obviously opposed to their, they don't agree. So, right. and they had no problem
talking
doing
about
what they did. Yeah.
Right. And coming up with solutions too. I think both of them, in their own way, have thought it out and could voice themselves very well.
I think Mariah had a couple of good ideas.
More than a couple, yeah.
Yeah, the 1.5% national sales tax shit. Yeah. It's insane. Let's elect them.
Yeah, I know, right.
Those guys. And they both agreed. Well, look at our choices.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
Right.
So nobody agrees with anybody 100%. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You're not going to agree with somebody 100%.
Right.
What can you live with, though?
Right.
That's it. That's all we have to choose. What can you absolutely live with? It's like choosing a man, basically.
I was thinking
be willing that it's not going to change. You have to be okay with that.
I was thinking about the next thing I was going to say, and that line completely got lost on me. It all came back.
Okay.
But I think for anyone who's interested in politics, if you have not gone, go to, once again, therumble2012.com. It's only $5 to download.
Half it was of much it. More helpful than listening to...
It's an hour and a half. I mean, it's fascinating. And, of course, it's also comical.
Mm-hmm.
There's some moments. And half of your $5 goes to charity. So it's definitely worth the time. And for anyone who's... but although I think if you're truly in the political climate, you probably know about it already.
Right.
I would hope so.
Right.
And given the fact that no one could reach the fucking site when it started yesterday,
I know
at the time when I was trying to break in to register, there were 11,000 likes on Facebook. There was another number, I think like 26,000. Were tweeting about it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, more than a few people. Not our five viewers, our five listeners.
Right. Which we, one of the five didn't hear about it.
Which we now know is much more than that, because we have stats. So we know.
That's true.
Okay, so we're gonna kind of keep it short this week. Just want to finish on sort of what's been going on with me and us.
A writing note, yes.
Writing notes.
Okay, yeah. So here, I'll ask you.
Okay, go.
So we talk about making changes to your script.
Yes.
People give you notes. What do you consider a rewrite? No, my God, I won't rewrite that. How dare you? Blah, 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 blah. Everybody gets upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Manny has, I think you've mentioned that you finished.
Two scripts are out right now to people.
Right. And people you trust to give notes.
Yes.
And the notes that came back, you got them back, and how do you feel about what you got back? And
Well, I feel great. I mean, they're all positive. I feel like... I feel a certain amount of confusion, to actually be honest with you. There's this... At what point do you just nitpick the fuck out of a script instead of actually making it go forward?
Mm-hmm.
The notes that I got were very nitpicky. To the point of, like, well, I think this line could be different, or your description here could be a little bit different. It's a polish. It's not a rewrite.
Yeah.
It's just fixing a couple of little things. Are those little things really the thing that's holding the script back? I mean,
is this going to make you or break you?
Right.
Was to work, really? Is that...
Is a studio or an agent or a manager going to give you, to not sign you or not buy the script
because there's
a couple of nitpicky things? I don't think so. I don't know how to necessarily take the notes, because once again, it's like, that's just being nitpicky.
Right.
So what are you saying?
But that actually lends to, is there something else on that page that you should have said another way that they're not getting? You know what I mean? Is it something else and not necessarily the line?
Right. Oh, and it could be. I have.
Yeah, we haven't gone through those with a fine tooth comb. So.
Yeah, I have to go through and see. There's a couple of overall notes in terms of, like, you know, the dialogue in one script was much stronger towards the end of the script than it was at the beginning. So kind of going back through and polishing some stuff up. But again, the story is still the same. The structure is still the same. Nothing's going to change. It's not like any of the notes came back saying, you know what, your first two acts were really fucking strong, but your third act is shit.
Scrap it.
I don't like how that ends. Yep. There was none of
that.
There wasn't even, I don't like this character. Which would mean you would have to go through and rewrite the entire script to change that character. There was none of that. So, again, are you saying that these little issues are going to stall your script? Because the structure sound, the story sound. Let's go, people. You know, I'm sure at some point there's going to be some idiot studio executive that's going to give a much bigger note where it's like, yeah, but
it has to be a light bulb. Let's get to that point. You know, you're going to get.
So let's get us a wine nitpick now.
When you know you're,
I'm going to have to put a spider in the third act.
Right.
So giant spider.
Right.
At a certain point.
Let's let it ride with those. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's something we need to look at. And actually, we should report back on that.
Yeah.
Whether it's something that we thought was...
Well, we haven't... The one script, we have two scripts out. We've gotten notes from two people on one script. We're still waiting for more notes to come in on the other two.
So
we haven't had a chance to actually compare notes yet between two different people. So, yeah, when that comes in, we'll definitely report. I think it's going to be this week at some point. So maybe on next week's show, if we don't have a guest, we will revisit that and talk about, you know, well, actually, maybe we should break some of the notes down. Maybe talk about some of the specific notes, how one person sees it versus how another person sees it.
Well, that was the purpose of doing the test, totally.
Right.
See what the difference is.
We also have two video pitches that we're not going to bust out this week, but we will watch, and we have to figure out a way to get them onto the website. I think that's how we should do it.
Totally.
And then talk. So,
I don't know.
They're on YouTube, so we could do links to the YouTube page.
But if it's a private invite, I'm not sure.
Well, no. It's people submitting specifically for our pitch show, video pitch.
Right, but nobody said that we were going to let you show your pitches to everybody. We never said that. So I don't know. I think we should. The people who said
permission. It's Adam and Neil. Adam and Neil.
Oh, okay.
It's the two guys.
Well, you guys say whether it's okay for everybody to say it. So. Or if their YouTube is public, then screw it. Who cares? But obviously, it's...
Right. I think we'll do that on next week's show.
Yes.
If we both remember.
No, we will.
A lot of stuff happens during the week.
That's true.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for this week.
Sorry about the boring talk.
It's not boring. It's fascinating. We're not public radio.
No, you know what? We are the Jersey Shore now. You know what? We are the Jersey Shore.
Remember that one time?
The Jersey Shore. Remember when I used to fall down?
Oh my God. The new season of the Jersey Shore started last week. Let's just talk about this real quick. So pop culture stupidity to go out with. And you know, Snooki's pregnant. Mike has been through rehab. Everyone's pretty much in a relationship. So it's literally them standing around in a clean, sober environment talking about the stupid shit they used to do, which is the past five seasons. Like,
two people got drunk.
Nobody.
One cried and.
They're still being stupid.
That was cranky. That was it.
But, yeah. It's riveting television. So we are the new season of the Jersey Shore. That's this week's show.
Sorry. We apologize. Don't call me Snooki.
Yeah. And on that note, so we will be back next week. Remember, go to breakinginthebiz.com with a G. Our Twitter is breakinginthebiz without a G. So at breakinginthebiz. Follow us on Twitter. Come over to the website. Hang out. Tell all your friends. We need sponsors. We need numbers. We put a lot of time into the show.
Oh,
I mean, not today, but...
No, normally.
Normally, yes. And you know what? I think when it's just you and I, this is probably the length that it should be.
I agree.
We don't need to talk for an hour.
We're not that fascinating.
We are pretty fascinating.
Okay, so this is Cheryl.
Manny, till next week.
Peace out.